We start things off this week with a look at a story that actually sounds like a script for a movie on the Lifetime channel, but it's actual reality that's happening here in northern New Jersey. 18-year-old girl in Morris County is suing her parents for financial support. Now, is this a sense of entitlement magnified to the umpteenth degree? Are we maybe seeing an example of the lack of direction the next generation possesses, at least some of them? Here to discuss this is a professor in the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo and author of the book Pen to Paper, Helping You Build a Life That Matters. We say good morning to Dr. Christy Taylor. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you here. Pen2PaperBook.com is Dr. Taylor's website. Learn more about her book, her work, and how it all is coming together. Let me give you a little background on the story in case you've come in the middle of this movie. The girl's name is Rachel Canning. She's a senior at Morris Catholic High School. She went to court this past week to force her parents, Sean and Elizabeth Canning, to pay her child support, private school tuition, medical-related bills, college expenses, and legal fees. Now, Canning, to be fair, is an honor student. She's an athlete, but her parents have stopped paying her bills because they say she would not obey their rules, seeing a bad boy boyfriend, staying out late, doing things that they don't want her to do. And the judge this past week denied the request for an emergency order, which would have awarded Rachel over $600 a week. And toward the end of this past week, it was charged by Canning's parents that the home that she's staying at is throwing wild parties, and this is their charge, throwing wild parties and serving alcohol to underage children, which, if that's true, means Rachel's going to need to find a new place to live sooner versus later, if that does check out. But when you hear a story like this, Dr. Taylor, is this really a sense of entitlement gone crazy by someone who really doesn't either understand, know, or has developed any capabilities to achieve and accomplish on her own, that she is always going to be dependent on others?
Well, it appears that this young lady is reacting emotionally with no plan. She seems lost and needs to help to sit down and assess where she is and what she wants to do and how to get there with or without her parents. And so what we do in our book is we take opportunities for someone like Rachel, who's not sure what she wants to do and how she's going to get there. You know, it states, you know, that she wants help paying for college and stuff. What she doesn't realize is that, you know, she's an adult now. And as a professor at a university, I'm not even allowed to give parents their grades, whether they pay for their child or not. And so she hasn't gotten this aspect yet. And that's what she needs to take a look at, is sitting down, because this was her choice to move out of the house. So with that choice comes responsibility. And so she needs to now sit down and say, these are the things that I want to do, and to map out and plan so that I can achieve this goal in my college career.
It sounds odd when you look at Rachel. As I mentioned, she's also an athlete and honor student. So it seems like if she wants to do it, because believe me, if you don't listen to your coach in any at school athletics that you're taking part in, if you don't listen to your coach and you disobey your coach, you're not going to be on that team, you know, the next second. So it appears that when Rachel wants to do something or likes to do something, she's more than willing to follow the hows, the whys, the whats, and the wherefores. But when it comes to just respect and responsibility of her parents and following the rules that she doesn't want to do, Houston, we got a problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. She is a very intelligent young lady. I mean, in fact, it says that she wants to be a biomedical engineer. And so, you know that she's equipped to sit down and do these things of following her coach, like you commented, Chris, and then also writing down things that she wants to achieve and be goal and have goals. And so what we do in our book is, in Pen to Paper, is write down opportunities, like someone like Rachel, to write down their mission statement of who they are. You know, I commented to your first question of she's acting emotionally, and she doesn't really have something that she can sit down and say, what am I passionate about? What is my mission statement in life? What do I want to do? Instead, she's getting sucked into these different things, like you alluded to, the parties, the boyfriend, and she's getting sidetracked. But if she had something in front of her that said, you know, I want to keep to this goal of finishing high school and finishing strong, great academically, and then be able to do that as well in college.
Talking with Dr. Christy Taylor, who is a professor in the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo, also author of the book, along with her husband, Pen to Paper, helping you build a life that matters, pentopaperbook.com, the web you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That idea, too, of putting pen to paper, Dr. Taylor, made me think. I did a few years in radio advertising sales, and there's a variety of ways you're supposed to, they call it closing the sale. And one of them is the Ben Franklin close. You take a piece of paper, you're standing there with the client, draw a line down the middle. The one side, you list everything that's good about the deal that you're talking about. The other side of the page, you list the things, you don't say bad that we're talking about, but not as good that we're talking about. And it's sort of a three-card Monty situation for the salesperson, because you know that the good list is always, 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 always going to be longer than the not good list. And when the potential client sees that, the deal closes. That seems that sounds a lot like a similar situation that if someone can just put it in plain English in front of them, as opposed to, because some people just don't have the capability of visualizing or dreaming or imagining where they want to be. When they see it in a more concrete versus the abstract, it really does make a difference.
Absolutely. In fact, from age 18 to 46, we will average over 11 different jobs. 85% of recent college graduates are moving back home with their parents, according to Business Insider. And The Atlantic tells us that the employment rate among people under 25 who graduated from college last year was 54%. So what we're finding is that exactly what you just said is the good outweighs the bad. But if you have it in front of you, you can constantly come back to it. And that's one of our most important things that we like to highlight in this book is, you know, you can have it in your mind all day. You know, oh, this is what I want to do. You know, for Rachel's instance, you know, she wants to become a biochemical engineer. But what steps are you going to take to do that? And if you have it written in front of you, you can go back and check those items off. And so, you know, doing my research and finding that 90% of freshmen at the University of Michigan said that they're probably going to change their major. And so Rachel is not unique at all. I mean, it's okay that you don't know your major, but you need to have some sort of plan of what steps you're going to take, whether that's job shadowing, whether that's going to interview people at their jobs and see what they do, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. These are all steps that our young people are not doing.
To be a devil's advocate and to play fair, some would say that Rachel's parents, Sean and Elizabeth, maybe waited too long before taking action. It's almost like the parent who says, don't do this. The kid is going to go do it. Don't. I really mean it. Don't do it. This time I really, 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 really mean it. Don't do it.
Right.
You need to have the actions to the disobedience as quickly as you set the rules in place.
And it's actually interesting that you said that, because my husband and I, we have four boys, and just yesterday one of them got off the bus, and we're those type of parents that bribe our children to do well in school.
Yes.
So I asked him what he did for his AR reading, which is accelerated reading books. You know, they have to do so many. And so I asked him if he had done those books, and the very first thing that he said to me was, yeah, you owe me $2. And so I think it's just natural to have this you owe me type of thing in their mind. But, you know, again, there has to be that switch of there is hard work that comes with it, and you can't be handed stuff your whole life. And so, you know, luckily he's only a second grader. So we have some time. But I just think it just comes naturally, unfortunately.
Yeah, as long as the picture of George Washington on the dollar bill makes him happy, it's when the picture of Ben Franklin on a $100 bill is going to make him happy, then you got a problem.
Right, exactly.
Well, what Dr. Taylor really presents through her experience, through her studies, and with her book, Pen to Paper, Helping You Build a Life That Matters, is, well, you know, think of it as you're going to set out, you're going to go to a destination for vacation, you have to take a business trip. You can go by the road signs and take the whim of a turn here and there. or you can set the GPS, or if you really want to go old school and get the old road map out, then you have something concrete in front of you that will always tell you exactly which way you're headed, where you're going to be when you get there, and what is going to be afforded to you when you get there. And that's part of what Dr. Taylor writes about with her strategy, her ideas, and pen to paper, helping you build a life that matters. Learn more about it. Get a copy of her pen2paperbook.com. She is a professor in the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo, author as well of the book Pen to Paper, Helping You Build a Life That Matters. Dr. Krista Taylor, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.